North Paris College Podcast.
Start something.
Welcome to North Harris College Podcast. I'm Bruce O'Neill, your host. We've designed a series of audio programs to help students and the public learn about the people, programs, and events here at North Harris College. Today we're joined by Joseph Doucette, a student at North Harris College and an actor in the NHC production of The Pillow Man. Joseph, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Doucette, your last name. That sounds a bit French. Are your people from Louisiana?
Yeah, my people are from Louisiana. I have a long lineage of people who've come out of Louisiana. And we're primarily in the New Iberia area.
Okay, and New Iberia is, that's more west than east, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so not close to New Orleans.
No, it's not close to New Orleans at all. So we got out around the Katrina time and everything was fine.
Okay, that's good to hear. Joseph, what year is this for you here at North Harris College?
This is my third year at North Harris College. I did a couple dual credit classes in high school, but primarily this is my third year.
And what are you studying?
I'm studying acting with a concentration in theater, fine arts with a concentration in theater. And also, I'm studying multimedia design.
Okay, excellent. And how'd you get into acting and the theater?
Well, I've always been a ham, so to say, and I've always liked to perform. And finally, in high school, I got the opportunity to perform on stage. And I loved it so much that once I came to college, I knew that that was the field that I wanted to get into. So I pursued it, and I've been here at North Harris College, been in the theater department for a while, and I love it here, and it's a great field.
Excellent. Now, you're the third theater or theater arts person that we've had on North Harris College podcast. We had LaDon Taylor, mm-hmm. Who was in Urinetown, and we also had Cash Carpenter, the director here, who was also the director of Urinetown and also for the upcoming show, The Pillow Man. How'd you like that segue?
Oh, I like that one. That's a good one.
No, you're in The Pillow Man, and would you care to tell us a little bit about it, the play, and also your character?
Sure. The Pillow Man is a great, great, great script. It's a script that centers around the character Katorian. He's a writer who, oddly enough, some of his work starts to come to life, but he knows nothing about this when we're immersed into the room, the interrogation room, and it's a very tense moment when we first start off, but it's a journey that leads you on a whirlwind of twist and turn, and it's very dark, very grim, but it's so captivating at moments that you'll be lost within the story. And the great part about it, it's, well, generally the entire play is centered around Katorian and his stories. His stories are dark, they're perverse in a way, but very controversial. But the great part about it is that the way we're going to do it, we're going to bring something new to it, something fresh to it, the idea, and it's going to be a great look. And I think the students at North Harris will really enjoy it because it's more of the genre of like the Stephen King's or the Brothers Grimm, and it's very dark, and it's like the feel of today that everybody's going on. So it's a good look.
Well, the whole thing sounds kind of dark and kind of haunting, so I'm imagining that it's not really for kids to come see.
No, it's not suitable for some audiences.
I see.
I think a more mature crowd would be a better.
Yeah. Well, with fit. Halloween kind of right around the corner, it's a fitting time to have something like that, kind of spooky and kind of dark.
Kind of dark, yeah, very dark.
Yeah. Now, tell us the dates of the plays.
Okay, the plays are, we'll open on Thursday, October the 19th at 8 p.m., and then we have additional performances on Friday and Saturday, which is the 20th and the 21st at 8 p.m., and we will close the show on Sunday, October 22nd, with a 2 p.m. performance, a matinee performance.
Okay.
And all the shows are in the North Harris College Theater, Performing Arts Theater.
Okay, excellent. And tell us a little bit about your involvement with the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival.
Okay, well, the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival is a mainstay within the North Harris College's drama department. We take one, well, it's not supposed to be considered a competition, but we take it to festival, and we compete with other colleges within the Texas region, and then it moves on from region. It's like UIL in high school, but it's more sponsored by the Kennedy Center, which is based in Washington, D.C. It's a great field. You go, you get to see many different art forms from many different colleges, many different new actors, new ideas, new concepts, and it's a great thing. And North Harris is lucky to be a part of it because there's a lot of four-year universities who do it, and we're one of the main junior colleges from the Texas region that does it. So it's such a great program to establish yourself within this field.
And the students get a chance to travel to D.C.?
Yeah, if they make it to the final round, which is the national level, but you get to travel to different places. The regional level is in, it could be in Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, anywhere in there. So you
do get in this region.
Yeah, you get to travel as well. So it's a great feeling. You know, the touring, like a touring theater, and you get to see what it's like. And it's a really good, it's a wonderful experience, and I'm so proud that I've had a chance to take a part of that.
Excellent. And you've also been involved with the North Harris College speech and debate team.
Yes.
And I know from reading some of the press releases that you guys won a championship.
Yes.
And would you care to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, last year we won the national speech and debate sweepstakes for nationals, and it was in Kansas City. And it's been great, the opportunity to interp. I've medaled 5 times, and I've golded twice, which was something that was dedication. And we have a lot of, we do very well on the national level, and the students here are so into interp. When they get into it, they love it. And the idea of interp, people really don't understand. They think speech and debate, and it goes on, but it's beyond that because there's an art form to it. And I think once you learn that art form, you become more confident as a person, as business oriented or whatever you may pursue. So I think it's a really good look, and if anybody's interested in taking that challenge, I think it's something you might want to think about doing.
Okay. And by interp, you mean interpretation?
Interpretation.
And are those spontaneous? Are they just kind of thought up at the time, or do you have some time to actually work on it?
There's different events. Most primarily we do interp, which is from the thing with forensics is you're trying to connect with the literature. And so we connect with the literature. You hold the book in your hand, but you also interp and engage your audience within what you're doing. So it's a really captivating thing. And unlike acting, you have to have that, you get that fourth wall taken away. And so once you take the fourth wall away, you get to see the reaction of the people within the room. And so you feed off of that. And it's great. It gives you more confidence than anything. It builds you up.
The energy is different.
The energy is very different.
And what are your post-North Harris College plans?
My post-North Harris College plans, of course, I want to further my education and go to a four-year university. And I also want to do things within the entertainment field. I love doing video, love video production, editing, all kinds of things like that. And I'm learning more about websites and graphic designs here at North Harris, which is amazing. Our multimedia department is amazing. And I want to act more, go on to further acting and doing things like that. So.
Okay. Well, we wish you a lot of luck and a lot of success with all of those things. Not luck, but a lot of success with it.
Thank you.
Was there anything else you wanted to add about North Harris College or the theater department?
Yeah, I think the great thing about our theater department is that you get immersed within acting right away. Unlike four-year universities where you have to get your footing in first and they take all these classes before you get on stage, here you can hone your craft on stage while also doing other things as well as learning the technical side or whatever else you want to learn. And it's a commitment, but it pays off in the long run. And I thank the people at North Harris, the drama department, the visual arts, everybody, because everybody's been so warm and welcoming, and it's been a very good feel, and I love it here.
Well, thank you. Well, Joseph, we're going to let you get back to your work on The Pillow Man. I know you guys have a lot of work still ahead. Again, the play opens on?
The play opens on October the 19th through the 22nd with the matinee at on the 22nd at 2 p.m. and the other days are at 8 p.m.
Well, Joseph, we'll let you get back to your hard work on The Pillow Man, and we wish you the best performance ever.
Thank you.
And you're welcome to come back with us anytime. We'd be honored to have you back.
I would be honored to be here.
This has been Bruce O'Neill for North Harris College Podcast. North Harris College is located at 2700 W.W. Thorne Drive, 1/2 mile south of FM 1960
East,
between Aldine Westfield and Hardy Roads. Registration is now in progress. For more information about the college, call 281-618-5400 or visit the website northharriscollege.com.